Ein seinem Beis, Tana Rabbanan. Some of these phrases over here, I do not know exactly what they mean. So we'll have to wait till Jeff comes with his article. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Hamotzi Cholov Shel Behemah, a person takes out milk of a behemah, kedei gemiyah, like a mouthful. Cholov Shel Isha, Elamin Shel Be'ah, the amount of a woman's milk or the white of an egg, kreilitin b'meshifa shel kiler, to put in. So we had before the kiler was this medicine which you would put in the eye, which you would dissolve it in liquid. It was also common to use the white of the egg or the milk of a woman to use for that. So the amount for that would be enough to be chayiv. And kiler is kreilit lashif b'mayim. But if the person takes out the kilur itself, the shear is a chiyuv. It's almost like the flip of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the mayim is chayuv, the amount to mix with the kilur. The kilur is chayuv, the amount to mix with the water. And I would assume that the amount to mix with the water was a little bit less than the amount to mix with cholov of the isha. Therefore, that was the smaller shear is chayuv. Okay. Boy Rav Ashi. Kedei shifa or kedei achiza b'shifa teku. Is the amount that we're mixing in, the amount which is to put, you need to put in the eye, or the amount which a person would need, which you put in the application was done with the hands, the certain amount which sticks to the fingers. So you would have to add on so the cheshiva is obviously the amount that a person needs to put in his eye. Let's say for argument's sake that would be a half an ounce. But a half an ounce is not really the practical amount that you're going to need to be able to get a half an ounce in the eye. You're going to need more than a half an ounce. So what is the shear? The cheshivas is the half an ounce, but is the pasuk the shear chiyuv for Shabbos is more than that? Take, well, that stands as a question. I see Rashi. It's the third line from the top. It was normal to use cholov shel isha to make this mixture. The amount you would use of water for two eyes. The amount which gets stuck on the fingers, besides the amount which a person puts in his eyes, so where's the shir chiyuv? And that's the Moreh Shalom there.
You know, the cholov shel isha, so one could imagine that you establish a shir by. To take the me of like a newborn.
How do these two
smaller?
It's a good question, and I don't know. My guess would be that if they didn't store milk in those days for children, they would just nurse. So that was never a shear which was used for being matzniyah. Whereas for this, there was the act of being matzniyah. So I'm not sure that would have a cheshivas. Devash kedelitin alakosis. So devash, the honey, which is the amount to put on this, where you would have the raw skin from working of the animal's raw skin from the carrying the loads. So they would rub it with this devash, and that would soothe it. Tana kedelitin alpikosis. The Brisa says it says alpikosis. So it adds the word p. So, boy Ravashi, what does that mean? Al kosis, al puma de kula is kosis. Adilma armorsha kama de kosis. Lafuke hud rono doloi. So, versus teku. So, when we say pikosis, is pikosis another, it's just a language which means the word pikosis and the kosis really are synonymous. It means we call it an open wound. Right, so it's the wound, which is all P, the mouth of the wound, literally means the area which is open to receive it. So the Brisa is not changing anything by saying pikosis. Or means, like the high point of the kosis, which would be the P, would be like the high point of the kosis. as opposed to, let's say, the lower areas. So you don't need the whole wound. Just even part of the wound would be enough. So take it. Rashi, Apuma the Kulakasi is the fourth line. Called Maka Kriya Pat. The whole Maka is called referred to as Pat. Or Morshakama is Elyon Shal Maka, the high point of the Maka. Okay. So now the Mora has a list of the guy. I'm not sure what these names are, or how they translate into what they look like and how they translate into English. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol Ma Shebara Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Lo Bara Davar Echad LeBatala. Nothing was a waste. Bara Shivlo LeKosis. So, a person or an animal has kosis. You can put the shivlo, which is a type of little insect, and apparently it helps heal it. Bara Zvuv LeTzira. A person gets a bite from a tzira, so a person can grind up a little zvuv, a little fly, and put it in on the wound, and it'll help it heal. Yitush, the yitush, a gnat, usually translates yitush as a gnat. The nachash apparently helps for a bite of a nachash. The nachash lechafafis, you can use the I'm not sure it means the venom of the nachash, or it means some part of the nachash. Was a type of a Rashi is a type of a boil which would be healed by the nachash. The samamis la'akrav, and samamis is I'm not sure what type of insect it is. It's used for the bite of a scorpion. So how exactly do you use it? What's the process? So chada uchmi, you take one white samamis, one black samamis, and one white samamis. And you would then cook them together. You would rub it on. Not very helpful exactly how to do it. We don't know what it is. Tan Rabbanan, Chemisha Emo is saying there are five things which have, Rashi created five fears. I would almost say that it means like five illogical fears. What are those? Amos Chalosh al Gibor. The times where the Gibor is scared of the weaker one, you know. It sounds like Russia had to make a special, you know, concept that there's such a thing as such an Ema. You know, it's not logical, but we find times that the weaker person is more in control over the stronger person. Amos Mafkia al Ari. So Ari is the most powerful animal. But there's this. I'm not sure if it's a little animal. I'm not sure exactly what it is. I'm not sure what it is. Period. Right about. Rashi says it's a small little animal, which has a very loud sound, and when it screams, the reed gets scared because it sounds like it must be this gigantic mammoth animal coming at him. So the reed gets scared. Amos Yitush al Apil. The peel is scared of a yitush, of a little insect. Amos samamis ala akrov. The samamis scares the akrov. And again, I don't know what the samamis is, so I can't help you too much on that one. And Amos sanvonis ala nesher.
Doesn't that sound more of a logical one? I mean, because we said before that samamis is used to an
aqua,
so it sounds like it.
Yeah, but sometimes it was a little insect type of a thing. So you could use it, but it wasn't dangerous to the aqua. Rashi says that they used to go inside their nose, and that would bother them, so they were scared of it. Amos Sanvonis al Nesher. Rashi says Sanvonis was this little type of. It would prevent its wings from flapping. So that sounds pretty logical, I guess. Amos kilbis al livyosin, the little kilbis, which is like a little type of parasite, which would it goes into the, Rashi says it goes into the ear. Maybe it probably means the gills of the large fish. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Mikra, where do you find such a concept in the Pesukim? Hamavlig Shoid Al Oz, that the Bereshim is creates or holds on to, literally, Rashi says, Machzik, which presents idea of Shoid, of overpowering the one was the stronger. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi, the first narrow line, Shibul is a limsa, which the only thing I can tell you that is some type of little small Rashi and Rashi in Chumash by the Shemana Shrotzim, one of them is limsa. So I don't remember which one, if I call it. But I'm fairly certain Rashi translated limsa. Kosis, the manicha love, you put it on the kosis. Zul tzira, the misha oxa tzira, if he gets a wasp bite. Kosis, zvuv, grinds up the zvuv, manicha love, and puts it on it. Chafafis is a minshkin, it's good for minshkin. Samus is ayraniya balaz. Is la'akrav. Akitzas akrav kosish samamis v'nichalav. You crown up the samamis and you put it on the bite and it heals it. B'shaif and moshech and smooth it out. Mafgiyas chai katana v'kala gadol v'shameya. It's a small animal which has a very loud voice. So the bari hears it. B'shameya v'yorei shtei b'riya gadolu. Sounds like it's a big animal. B'reich, it runs away. He too shnichos the peel b'chaytmoi, goes into the nostril of the peel. Chaytzamis la'akrav nichos le'ba'oznoi, the akrav goes into the ear, and it bothers it. Sanvenis is arundia dialob. Nichneses tachas kanfei nesher. It goes under the wings of the nesher. How we translate nesher? Umakvav mepisis kanofav, but it prevents it from spreading its wings. Kilbis is sheretz katan because the dog gadol. It goes into this large fish's oizen and bothers it. Hamavlik shoyd al oz, hamachzik shadud al agibur. It makes like a shoydim are bandits. It's like people which are attacking the stronger one. Okay. Next piece of Gemara is Morse says Omer Abzeira, really, has the word Omer Abzeira. Or Argir says, Abzeira Ashkach Rav Yehuda, the Havikoya Pischa de Becham Mua. So Abzeira met Rav Yehuda, he was by his father in law's house. Because Abzeira saw the Hava Bedicha Daita, he was in a very good mood. He could ask him any of the secrets of the world and he would explain to him. He was in a great mood, you could ask him any question you want. So he asked them some interesting questions. Amalei, in my time, easy maskan bereisha b'hadar imri. Why do the goats always go before the sheep? Amalei kibriyosa shel oilam, that like the way the Russian created the world, the bereisha chashucha b'hadar nahara. First, darker things go, and then after lighter things go. And sheep usually are white, and goats usually are darker. Why do the sheep have something which covers they have a tail which covers their back part, and they don't have a tail which covers their back part? So she answered back, these which we get clothed from, we get covered from, so they also are zechut to have a covering. We get covered our private parts, and that covers their private part. These which we don't get covered from, so those are visible. Now, either other animals which are covered, I don't know. But it's clearly that the tail of a sheep is a much thicker type of a tail than they have many other animals. It's a very thick type of the concept of an alia with fatty, etc., than many other animals is much thinner, just hair or whatever it is. My time a gamla zutar gnuv say. Why is it that the camel has a short tail? So shum the ochel kisi, because it eats thorns. If it walks amongst the thorns, you don't want it still getting caught in the thorns. My time at Tura Aricha Gunum say, why does a cow have a long tail? Shem the Dyer Ba'agmi. Because it lives amongst the, in the meadow, in the Agam is the marsh. Thank you. The bar the Kerkushe Baki needs it to swat the flies. We went to a historic living farm over the summer. You know, they do everything as it was done in the 1880s. It was a really very fascinating place. Near Columbus, one of the things it says, you know, he's showing us the different animals there in the barn. So, Tekton says, you know, he shows us what a horsefly looks like. They had horseflies there; they're gigantic. And he shows you, says, but he comes with a natural fly swatter. You know, that was his language. You know, wap. You know. So the Mora says that's Russia made of that because it needs it for fly swatter. My time karma the kamsa rechicha. Why are the antennas of the kamsa? Rashi is a tupshot of a kamsa. Either it's referring to a grasshopper or it's referring to an ant. Why are they soft? Shem the daira bechilfi. It lives amongst the willows. Rashi says mikasha. If it would have hard antennas, they can get caught on the very I'm not sure what's special about willows, but it would get caught on the leaves, the bark, the hard. If they're hard, they could get caught easily. Apparently, there's a lot of little crevices that caught it. So Nadia umis avra, it would be pulled out, and then it wouldn't be able to have direction. You become blind. Demeshmol Haiman the boy the list made the kamsa. You want to blind a kamsa, either again, it means a grasshopper or an ant. Lishlufinu lekarne, take away its antennas. Matemahai timra the tarnagulta midli le'ela. Why is it that the eyelid of the tarnagulta of the chicken? As opposed to most things, that the upper eyelid goes over the bottom eyelid, its bottom eyelid goes over on top of the upper eyelid. The lower eyelid is on top. Some more answers. The diary, or Yehuda answered, the diary Adapi. It lives on boards. And Rashi says there's going to be smoke. I don't know why there is smoke, but it lives on these boards. V'arla kitra misavra. If the smoke would get into its eyes, it would cause it to be blind. So it has the bottom eyelid goes over the top. Okay. Then it said the word dosha. What does it mean? Dosha is the door. Derech shom. The way out is here. Exit. Darga, what is this? Why is the word step? What does the word darga mean? Derech gag, this is the way to the roof. The way up. Maskulisa. Maskulisa was a type of a dip, as she says. Mosai tichle. Mosai tichle da. When is this going to finish? Like, you know, a dip as opposed to regular food lasts very long, so when is it going to finish already? Besa, the word Besa, is from Boam. Esav, come in and sit down. Boam Esav, Boam, come and sit in it. Biksa, Rashi says it's a very small little house. Is Be'ax, it's a house which is uncomfortable. Kufsa was... Rashi says Tupshatim, it was either a type of a measure or it was a like a little log or something you would sit on. Says, or a little block you would sit on. Kaif, turn it over, Vativ, sit down. Livni, why are bricks called Livni? Because Livnei Bani, you leave them over for your kids. Hutza was a fence made out of reeds or something of that sort. Comes the word chatzitza. Chatzva, a chatzva is a pitcher. Shechotziv mayim min har, you quarry out the water from the river. You take out the water from the river. Kuza was a small type of drinking container. Kizeh, so like this, you know, it's almost like nothing there. It's almost gone before you start. Shutisa was a wreath you would make out of myrtles. Why was it was used for dancing? From the word shtusa, because they would look funny. Shichla was a large basin which you would use to wash. So, what's it come from? Mashi kula. Everybody would wash from it. Mashkilta was a small one. Was mashi kalsa. The kala would wash from it. It was a pretty nice, pretty one. Asisa, I do not know what asisa is. Rashi says it's more tire. Okay, it's chasirta. It's missing something. It's not. Oh, this is a asisa is a meducha. It's like the I think you pulverize something up. So it's so I'm not sure it means it's missing the Rashi. It's missing the indentation or it has indentation. I guess I would assume that if because buchna is the pestle, so the flow would be the mortar and then the pestle. So chasirta to dug out, and buchna is boy bakeno, come and let's hit it. Lavusha, why is the garment called lavusha? Because loy busha takes away our busha. Glima is also referred to as a glima. Shanasa b'kagolim. It makes you, it takes you, once upon a time, the glima was a long garment, would take away the shape of the person. You wouldn't see the shape of the person. So it now becomes a garlam, just like an unfinished form. Nowadays, I'm not sure what that means, but you know whether that would apply anywhere. You can call them a glima anymore then. Gulsa, Rashi says, was like a nice type of a coat. It says, goli base, if you take it off, you would lift it up. You shouldn't sit on it. Purya, better for it was a purya. Shaparin v'rovin aleha, because you would do puruvu on it. Bor zinka, a bor which is dried out is called a bor zinka. Bor zen naki. This cistern is clean, empty. Sudra, the chami used to wear a sudra on their head. Seder Hashem L'Reyov. Apadna is the king's palace. Apischa Dain. On the door of this, everything happens. Tarabonon. Shlesha calls Masha Meskinen, Masifin Gvura. We have this in the Vodazora. The three things, as they get older, they get stronger. Ve'elohein Dag, a fish, Nachash, snake, Bechazir, and a Chazir. Okay, interesting piece of Gemara, right? It's like Rashi. Kachola le'almot, about a third way down the narrow lines, no more than a third. Pirish dvorim hanasim b'chol chalal ha'olam. Anything which is done throughout the universe. Maskin bereshidrim mahalchus bereshidrim. They go in the beginning of the flock. Bereshah chashuchos stam izim shcheres. Usually izim were darker. Stam rechelus are levonis, and the rechelus are levonis. The chasim is on. Why do they have a tail? Vanim egalion izim ein lehem aliyah. The izim don't have a tail, or they have, you know, just some hair. They don't have a body part which is a tail. We benefit from their wool and we get covered. They're also covered. So the camel eats kaitzim. thorns. The fichu is not kotzer, has a short tail. Kreishal yidu kuba a kotzer. We don't want the tail getting stuck in the thorns. The shore, on the other hand, boil kirkushi baki lavriach hayitushim to chase away the gnats. Kamsa is arba grasshopper. But in Yira, kamsa is namala. The more it does use place the word kamsa referring to a namala, little ant. Chilfi is a rova, grows on a rova, and if the antennas would be hard, rikasha nadu misavra. Mivoyis a kasha, if they're hard, tonud, they'd bend, mitiakar, kishataka beitzim. And they would be pulled out when he knocks. I'm not sure what he means. He knocks against the wood. Misavra yistemu einel, it would lose its vision. She amaris einel tsluya, but its ability to see was depended on the antenna. Kedushimol like shmol. Timid have a girl midyale elof. Ris shall ayin hatachten, the lower eyelid. Kishoitzim enim when it shuts its eyes. Erlo lamala min the ayin goes on top of the upper one. Mashar kol beria ha'elyon shechem al hatachten. The other ones, normally the upper one goes to the on top of the bottom one. Shin diary adapi sharlo belelus ala crusher. It goes on item on the boards, curves and beams. So shiala hatachten al elyon mimnei ha'oshen sheikonis beinup. So I'm not sure where the smoke is coming from, but to block the smoke from coming in. Maskalisa darush matvilin boy. It's how much you dip in. Kigarin kutach kituch was a type of a dairy type of a dish that you would use as a dip. Asherlit and other types of condiments. Mosatich ladov. So first Rashi says lechisha yichla manoicha. When we run out, what are we going to eat? Condiments are very, very important. One of the other things we did while we were there, we went to, in Columbus, Ohio, they have a full-size replica of the Santa Maria. They put it for 1992, right? So and they have a tour of it, and it's rigged with the ropes, the whole thing, and you can go up and out. So one thing he says, what do they eat? He said, the food was, whatever. He says, but if you have condiments, enough ketchup and anything, you can eat anything, right? Rashi said, when we run out of the condiment, well, what are we going to eat? Well, in here, Mosai Tich Lado, a different Pshar Rashi says, is when it's going around the fish, and a kola adzman, or it takes a long time to finish, because it's only, you only need a little, so when is that going to run out? It seems like the supply is endless. Bases, bov, esiv, shederach leishiv, rabbis, you would sit in the house, so come in and sit. Boxes by a tzarvakotu. It's a narrow house. Be'aksa, a house, bayis tzar, a house which is uncomfortable. Kupsa is machteshes. First Rashi says it's something which you would use as like a mortar. L'shachrina mida l'chitin, the second pedal was a measure. B'lini Rashi says, k'min gerlam eitz, it was a unformed shape of a piece of wood. Also l'yeshiva, which you would sit on. K'mai kupas so'or sh'yichtal yeshiva. Time himself, we talked about a kupa, which was used. It was, it was dug out, wasn't fully completed. It was a trough, which you use for s'or, for your yeast, for your sourdough, and then you decided that's it for the purpose of sitting on, no longer for food. So, what are your halachas in regards to the halacha by your rabbi Matzah? That's the more with himself. I'm not using it as a food container anymore. Kaif tiv, kaif oisoy, turn it over, v'shem alav sinat. Livni bricks are livni voni, miskayim l'daras harbe, they last long. Hutz is getter kaitzim or lulavim, made out of a fence made out of thorns or lulavim, like a woven fence. Chatzitza, so why is it referred to as chatzitza? In a dover kayama, el chatzitza ba'amah, just like a temporary blocking. Kuzas klicheris cut in a small klicheris is kizak. Klemer dover muat vikal, just a little bit kamoy. Zehu, right? There it is, that's it. Mao choshev li maloiser li miyanech bimatana. Oh, I'm asking for a little bit, just give me a little bit. What is it, just like this? Shatisa's bad shalchet hadas shemaraktim early from the akala. They would use it to dance in front of a. It was like a your precedent for the kala's flower arrangement. So they would have a bad shalchet. They would use the dance when they would dance in front of the kala. Shtusa near a merakik to shaiti. Looks funny. Mishichla sample. Go to a large basin. Shakol rechsim yideim uraglemim mena, which everybody washes from. Moshe kula rechus the kala. Everybody can wash from it. Mashkilta sefer katan, a small basin of Venor, which is pretty. Mashi kalsa. Miyuchad l'chashuvim was set aside for the chashuv people to wash from. Kigmai kala. Misha chashuva l'yuchat menol. They would use it to wash. Asisa is mortir. Is chaserta. So that seems to be like the it says on the pressure on the side. It means the mortar. Shechosra chakika mibifnim. So Rashi seems to say it's missing the chakika. It doesn't have it. There seems the he's learning it does have it. It's cut out. Buchnas Eli Shekashes in boy, that's the pestle. So come and hit. Lavusha, Choluk Elyon Shekaran Shroik. The outer garment is Loy Busha. Limnoya Busha Shemakasa Kolachalukim Hatachtoinim Akriyim Veroyim. So the outer garment covers up all of your tattered clothing. Then it says Glimus Kigarlam Shain Loichitik Evorim. It doesn't have any. You don't see the various parts of the body. Gulsas Makhtarin Noah, a nice coat. Golivitiv Kshayoshiv Megalatri. He uncovers the coat. He lifts up the coat. Shal Yeshiv Alav Shal Yilachlenu. Doesn't want to sit in it and get it dirty. Lo Yishafenu Makarka. Rub it out on the ground. Yashar Saroi VeYikra VeYibala. The hair in it will come out, it'll tear, it'll wear out. So you sort of lift up the coat when you sit down. I'm sorry, what? Right. Bor Zinka, Bor Shiyov Shumema of Karenken, a bor which the well which the water has run out is called Zinka's Naki Chosim Mema. It's clean, it's empty. Sudra is there to be chama latif. Sudra, they would wear a sudra on their heads. Sudra shem lerei. The padnas traklan shem malachim was the king's palace. A pisco el pesel zeh yivoyoakol. Everybody comes to this door. Im the mishpat, some come to be judged. Im l'shari samelach, some are called there to serve the king. Okay, so to tomorrow.
It seems a little strange. This, like Asa, right? It makes sense in the Aramaic. Right, but in the Hebrew,
bias. Yeah.
So it's not like bow shape; it would be a bayish. So I mean.
Okay.
So it almost looks like it's looking to the Aramaic to say, well, you know, the original or the Aramaic, and you know, Hebrews somehow modified from the Aramaic.
There's a tells the Rav has a word. You have the Moshe Rashi says a chumash that the tefillin is tat b'afriki yishtayim and pas tat b'kas b'yishtayim and pas b'afriki yishtayim. So there's four. So we couldn't figure out a better name for tefillin than a kaspi afriki contraction. It's like, I mean, that's the word that Torah has to use for. See, he said it the other way around. He said that the world started in Lashon HaKadosh and eventually it was expanded to Shivim Lashon. What there are words which we don't find in Lashon HaKadosh anymore necessarily, but they've been captured into other languages. So these other languages are a window back to understand what the Hebrew. When we see that word in Hebrew, we say, "Oh, that's where the word was captured from," in a certain sense. But the original word was the Hebrew word.
Right. Okay. I would understand, but here it seems different.
So the Aramaic, in other words, that means we're almost looking at the word. The Aramaic word was the word which gives you the, and Lashon HaKadosh. It's still not taken from it, but that's the. It's almost, you would say, like the original Hebrew word was built on that.
Right. No, but it seems like assuming that the current Hebrew. That somehow got distorted.
I got this story, or it was contracted, or something of that sort. Yeah. There is one before Shem. We had in the first parak that the Malach Yisharis don't understand Aramaic. So Tosfos says one shot over there because they look at Aramaic as a distortion of Hebrew. It's a slang Hebrew. It seems to be in the other places that it's typically used for Kaddish, etc. Wamshad is, you know, because that's Lashon Me'onim, this is how human beings communicate, is in that language. So it's almost like it's our working Hebrew. So I don't know. Interesting point. Shemekei Losuch Ever Katan. Amar the Rabbi Yanai, so the Rabbi Yanai, which this is not a Tana. Shemekei Losuch Ever Katan Shal Katan Ben Yoimer. It says Ever Katan, it means the smallest limb possible, which means that the smallest limb of a Katan who's a newborn. The little toe of that's Ever Katan. Meisrei, Vraisa says Shemen Kelosach Ever Katan, the Katan Ben Yoimer. So it says Ever Katan and Katan Ben Yoimer. So my love, it means a small limb, which you understand either can be a small limb, Ever Katan the Gadol, a small limb of an adult, or Ever Gadol Shal Katan Ben Yoimer, or the largest limb of a newborn. That's a small limb can be small because you're looking at the person, it's the smallest limb of the person, or it can be a larger limb, which, but on a small person, that's large. That's called a small limb. So Amar Lecha Dever Biyani, no. Hacha Kamar, Shemek Elosach Ever Kata. What does it mean, Ever Kata?
Why would you have to say it's like a gadol?
I guess the point being that you're looking for something that will be a fairly similar size. So the smaller limb of the gadol is comparable to a larger limb in the katan. I don't know what it means, the largest limb. I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay. You're saying these are equivalent. I'm sorry.
Right. So there, Rabbi Yonah says no. Hachakamer, Ever Katan, Ever Katan, Hachakamer, Shemin Kelosach Ever Katan, Shal Katan Ben Yoimer. That's what the Brisa means. Like, it's like setting it in two stages, Ever Katan of Ever Katan, and of what? The Katan Ben Yoimer. Let me get to know it. Brisa says, Shemin Kelosach Ever Katan, Katan Ben Yoimer, Dibur Rebbe Shimon Ben Elozer. So that language, which the first Brisa has, is of Shimon Elozer's language. So he's arguing. So my love, b'hokam iflagi. So what's the machlokes? If Shimon Elozer is over Eberkotten, Shalkotten, like the Rebbe Yam. Nothing sober Ebergottel the Kotten, or Eberkotten the Gottel, or Ebergottel the Kotten. I will Eberkotten, Shalkotten, Ben Yam, my love. So Lachara, the Rebbe Yonah, that's the machlokes of the two tzaddikim and the bride. Where it says, lo, no. I could explain this bryse differently. The kuliyamer ever katan, the katan mayamer is loy. So, but let's say the Rebbe Yonah. Rebbe Yonah would be like neither tana of this bryse. V'hokam afligir, Shimon Elozer's over ever katan, the gadol. Ever gadol, the katan ben yamer, kiatar ninu. So they're equal. So he says either can be the ever cotton of a gadol, or ever gadol of a cotton, and that's equal. That's Shimon Elozer holds. Nothing sober. No, ever cotton the gadol in, ever gadol the cotton ben yamer. Lo, that's too small. They're not equivalent in that. You have to measure it with a gadol. My havi elos. The ma'aser. What do we do? Tashma the tanya Shimon Elozer. Omer Shemen kelosach ever cotton shall cotton ben yamer. So the Girsa, the best price they have, Shimon Elozer saying explicitly like the Rebbe Yonah, and you have to learn the Rebbe Nosson, then is arguing under Shimon Elozer and the Rebbe Yonah. Raji. Three lines on the bottom. Irikatung, echad mipirkei etzba ketana, one of the joints of the small finger. The gadol shel adam gadol, of a large person. My katan, it refers of katan, it's a small limb. Inami, every gadol shel katan. My katan agavrikoi, it's going on the person. Veloya aver, not on the limb. But the limb is a larger limb. Lo, every katan, the katan akulam ilsakoi. Every katan shel guf katan. It's a both, Rebiani says. The Shimon Lozer says, the katan, hey, a goof ben yoimut. It has to be a katan also. It doesn't sober a katan, aminim, oya ever, oya goof, I will shake kutni lo. One katan, not two katans. So a small limb of a large person, a large limb of a small person, but not a small limb of a small person. I said, if the kuliyama ever katan, so katan ben yoimut is loy. Blessed the Rebbe of Yana. The Shimon Lozer, oya katani. He's also arguing under Rabbi Yana. He's saying either one or the other. I ever cut in shalgado. I lehapich. Kulachat shear. He holds it's the same shear. And Rosen says it's not the same shear. So Shema, that Shimon Lozer says like the Rabbi Yana, and the Rabbi Yana to Noihi. So comes out to the Nosen and is arguing on Shimon Lozer. He's arguing on the Rabbi Yana. The Rabbi Yana is not like the Tana Rabbi Nosen. He's like the Tana Shimon Lozer. Let's hold it here.